Greetings and love to you each. I'm your sister friend, Mary. Wasn't that a beautiful message from my son? There has been a great healing in you each. Feel the expansion of the love in your souls. Are you aware of its beauty? As your souls are lightened in the love, and as you unburden yourself of the excrements of this earth, plane, your vision, or a better word, your perception, will be honed in such a way that the love be more readily accessible to you. And as you learn to center yourself in the love, there will be less instances where you are off balance, for you align yourself more and more in the truth. For you to increase your daily prayers for the divine love and to be more aware of holding more heavenly thoughts and be to remember to ask for mercy during those times when you get caught up and those things of the earth plane that keep you from seeing the real truth that is being presented to you. For yes, the lessons will be before you. And it is with asking for help that you will rise above those instances where you allow your mind to be in ascendancy over your higher self and go back into the habits that with the truth of this love we wish you to discern and master. Do you understand what I've said?
Yes.
Good. And I ask you to remember that you're never alone. And to take comfort in the love that is in your soul, not in the sense of a false pride of importance, but in the knowledge that you are in school. And as you wish to have a homecoming and graduation in the presence of the Father, you are mastering those skills of what you'd call being in kindergarten. And take heart in this, for there are many who don't even master kindergarten. I always say this in this manner, for you to understand that there are many, many, many lessons before you. But if you have the openness of a kindergartner, or as we say, a child thirsty and ready to learn, who has the whole world of possibilities before them, then you will eagerly participate and know. And yes, Carolyn, we did awaken you to a fact of you having the thoughts in high school of wanting to go into special education and being shut off because of fear, and taking a responsibility of another's situation as your own. And yet, how many years has it been that you've been surrounded by those beings whom you wanted to help assist? And yes, you were urged to pray and even to sing. But you may know that you resonate with them, as were your thoughts that day that you saw reflected in the actions of another, though she be limited by her human limitations. Her soul was wide awake and frustrated. So I'm saying to you, each of you, do not be prejudiced in what may be the trappings or drapings of another, but awaken to the truth of the love that's there for you each. God's mercy and love be with you. I'm your sister and friend in the divine love, Mary, a daughter of our Father who's filled more and more each and every day with His divine love as I progress to His fountainhead of love. And how many years has it been since I left my coat of flesh behind? Well, what I mean by that is let go of your prejudice that you have over age, each of you, for it is nothing in the so-called counting of time. And this is whether you are entertaining someone who is a mere babe, or someone in their 20s, or 40s, 50s, their 80s, or 100 and more. It matters not in the great scheme of things. So I ask you now, if you're ready to let go of those prejudices, God's love and mercy be with you. I'm glad that I was able to impart this bit of knowledge to you. It is just one of those excrements that was mentioned earlier in the message from Luke, that you will, I hope, happily cease to allow the light to be dimmed and the truth before you. God's love and mercy be with you each. I'm your sister and friend, Mary, who is blessed to be the Mother of Jesus.